We're speaking with Daryl Grigsby, who is Public Works Director for the City of Kirkland, Washington. He will be part of a presentation at APWA 2007 entitled Tracking for Success, Learning to Be Better. He will be talking with us about creating meaningful performance measures, encouraging employee buy-in and accountability to gain better results in your agency or contractor business. Daryl, thank you very much for joining us, and please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And this session is called Tracking for Success, Learning to Be Better. And it's going to be put on by the City of Kirkland, Public Works Director, myself, and the Public Works Director for the City of Olympia, both cities in Washington State. Our session deals first with, one of the first things we wanted to talk about was, if you, as a leader or a manager in any organization, if you look at your career, back in your career, you would probably have been exposed to any number of programs that were to increase productivity or performance or accountability. Some of the examples of recent programs have been quality circles, total quality management, culture change, productivity improvement programs, managed competition, process mapping, process improvement, management objectives. The point being in all these different scenarios is that most of us have been exposed to some kind of program that is to measure and manage performance. And in our experience, the truth is, two things happen. One is we make it way too complicated, and the second is they don't often work. So we wanted to kind of talk about some of the reasons they don't work and address those and also talk about what can work. Our experience is, and when they don't work, is they've either been externally imposed or they're implemented for political reasons that are not related to solving a real problem. They're cumbersome to use. The information is sometimes used to punish or criticize, or the information and the data is not used to a core service or business in the organization. So with that background, we wanted to talk about what are some of the things that you can do to measure performance and have organizational change. And I guess our first point, and the key point is that really the question you have to ask is, where do you want your organization to go? That really is the first question. Second, deciding how will you get there? And then third, and this is where the performance measures come in, is how will you know whether you've made it or not? And so the example we're going to use is from the City of Olympia and what they've done here recently. And to summarize, one of the things that they, that the City of Olympia, in looking at their organizational change and their performance measurement, is they decided that they needed to determine what business are they in. Because they looked at their organization and found there were probably 35 to 40 different services they delivered, but in terms of having a core business, that was not clear either to external customers or the internal service deliverers and employees. So they spent several years, 2 years, going through a strategic planning process that was not easy, but the results I think they feel were well worth it, because at the end of it, they took their 20 or 35 or so services and organize them into basically three business lines. And then they reorganized their organization based on those business lines, so it wasn't just the business line in name only, but in fact there was somebody accountable for delivering each one of those services. So for example, they had a business line for drinking water, and so everything having to do with water that used to be divided all over the organization in capital projects, in planning, in operation, in capital improvement, permitting, everything having to do with water was organized under the drinking water section. So rather than a traditional governmental structure that was based on a silo, based on title and type of service, i.e. planning, capital projects, operations. They organized themselves based on a business model so that everything in drinking water was in drinking water. Everything in storm and surface water was there. Everything in wastewater was there. And all three of those are under the water services business model. And everything having to do with transportation was moved there. It may sound simple, but if you look at most government org charts, most government organizations are divided up in operations, planning, engineering, support service, etc. At the City of Olympia, they have, again, after this strategic planning effort and this reorganization, divided themselves up into drinking water, habitat, mobility, waste, and parking. So their organization was based on those five businesses.
That is quite innovative.
Yes, it is, isn't it? And the second part of what they did was to develop key performance measures for each one of those areas so they could determine whether they were accomplishing their goal or not. And so for drinking water, for habitat, for mobility, for waste, and for parking, with the help of employees, with some direction from the city council, they developed measures that were tangible, were measurable, and really got to the issue of providing a benefit to the customer. So it wasn't that measures were not just output measures, say we did this many things or we cleaned this many miles of main, but it was really more all intended to focus on what is the customer actually getting for their rates or their taxes. So the measures they developed in each one of those areas was around that core business model. So at the end of each year, they report to the council and to the public how they're doing in each one of those lines of business. And I would say that probably a key part of it for them is employee involvement and simplicity. Because if you look at the forms they've done, and I believe they are available on their website, if you look at the way they report out, it's things that are easily understandable, that talks about what the key result measure is and what the actions they took to achieve that measure were. So I would say, in general, it's been a success. If you talk to the people that work there, I think it gives them a clear sense of where the organization is going and what their role in that service is. And the other thing I would say, it doesn't come easily. I mean, there's probably been quite a bit of staff time and manager time invested in that model, both in the reorganization around business lines and in the development of performance measures.
At the same time, they've found a way to gather a lot more buy-in by both their employees and by their customers, the public, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely they have. I mean, I've had some conversations with some of their managers and their line staff, and I think that's absolutely right. I mean, the people who work there definitely feel more empowered, and the people who are served by them, I would say, probably know a little bit more about what their government actually does for them.
So perhaps the bottom line of this is to not just rote go on the way you have gone on in your organization, whether it's a private contracting firm or a municipal entity, but to really rethink how you can have a better level of cooperation from both the employee side and the customer side, and organize your internal workings to be more understandable and clearer, and to where you can have better performance measures throughout.
I think that's totally right. And the key is, to me, in addition to the business line model, but is actually setting goals that matter. I mean, I think that's where most organizations may stumble, at least that's been my experience, is many places have some goals and measures, but either they're difficult to attain, they're difficult to measure, they're difficult to count. People lose track of them. Nobody cares about them. I mean, to me, the most empowering thing about performance measures is finding the right measures, the ones that matter, that can really tell you what the customers get for their value, and makes employees feel like they're part of something meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, when all said and done, even though we all appreciate our paychecks and work for money, I mean, many surveys talk about the fact people have a lot more productivity and job satisfaction if they're at a place where that has some meaning, and they know what is being accomplished, and they feel that creates some value for somebody else or for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Is there any other aspect of this that you'd like to cover? It sounds like it will be a presentation that will be well received.
No, I guess the only thing I would say in conclusion is that it is the key to anything like this is having a vision of what you want to accomplish at the end to get the whole thing started. That's one. And secondly, having the persistence to see it through, because everybody already has a lot of work to do. I mean, anybody who has a full-time job, whether in the public or private sector, there's no lack of things to do. And in a way, this can potentially add to your workload in the short term because you have to devote so much time to it. I would say in the long-term benefit is your services would be much better aligned, and I think the organization overall would just be much more productive, much more accountable, and a much better public service agency with that kind of vision and performance.
Well, thank you very much, Daryl, for taking your time out just prior to your to leaving for APWA 2007 to share with the worldsweeper.com readership, in this case, listenership, about your APWA presentation.
No problem. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay.